293.
Request of Annie Neal to address council regarding Multnomah County Family Violence Coordination Council. Request for continued support for Portland Police Family Services Division support.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Thank you for making the time for us today. My name is Annie Neal, and I'm here on behalf of the Multnomah County Family Violence Coordinating Council. I am joined by Haley Purcell. She's the program manager for Portland Women's Crisis Line, one of the victim service agencies that's a member of the council. One of the council's key roles is to identify issues and provide input on policy and resource needs. Today, I want to talk to you about the need for the ongoing support of Portland Police Bureau's Family Services Division. This past fall, you approved the mayor's supplemental budget that included funding for two officers and a sergeant to focus on enforcing domestic violence restraining orders, including some gun dispossession orders. Thank you for that support, and especially thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for bringing that need forward. On behalf of the council, we're asking you to make this a permanent, ongoing investment in Family Services Division. Domestic violence is the most prevalent form of violent crime in the city of Portland. It makes up more than 40% of all reported violent crime and more than one-third of all aggravated assaults. It's also, unfortunately, the cause of more than one in four homicides in Portland. National data also tells us that domestic violence is the most common type of repeat victimization and that there are specific risk factors that we can recognize and address to reduce these incidents of repeat violence. Two of the biggest risk factors for further violence and for potentially lethal domestic violence are violations of restraining orders and access to guns. In fact, when domestic violence perpetrators have access to guns, the risk of domestic violence homicides goes up 600%. In communities where enforcement of restraining orders and gun dispossession laws are in place, domestic violence homicides decrease 12 to 13%. This specific funding has allowed Family Service Division officers to provide additional intervention and follow-up investigation in the cases with these risk factors, in addition to the great work that they're already doing in other cases involving serious domestic violence crimes. Since this project started this fall and through early March, the sergeant has reviewed 560 additional police reports for violations of restraining orders and 112 restraining orders for noncompliance with gun dispossession requirements. At least 136 cases have been referred specifically for the gun dispossession noncompliance, and the officers were able to identify and work with other public safety partners. There were 24 cases where offenders were already under supervision with the probation department, and 29 other cases where charges were already pending in the district attorney's office. They've made at least 12 arrests and seized a handful of weapons, so the work is really doing great stuff. This funding supports a strategy to identify the cases that we really need to pay attention to. By identifying these specific cases and providing the resources needed to intervene as soon as possible, we are reducing repeat violence and hopefully can prevent serious violence and death. In fact, the Sheriff's Office has been really interested in this model and is making a program request to also fund a sheriff's deputy to do this same work. The Family Services Division is a unit you should be really proud of. Over the past 20 years, they've learned a lot about high-risk domestic violence, and they've been on the leading edge of developing expertise to recognize and respond to high-risk cases. A couple weeks ago, the U.S. Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women was in town to celebrate our community's successes in reducing domestic violence, and they were especially interested in the work that Family Services has done and have requested some follow-up information. So please continue to support them. Please expand their capacity so they can continue to do this meaningful work, and thank you for your time.
It's timely to have you and Ms. Purcell here, because obviously we did make that investment last year. I appreciate hearing the numbers. Obviously, Captain Rodriguez and others from the Police Bureau will be, you know, letting us know how it's working from their standpoint. But appreciate the kudos from the USDOJ. But actually, you know these numbers, that in terms of Part 1 crimes, we're down in almost every category except for sexual assault and domestic violence.
Right.
So, and lately, gang violence incidents are way up as well, and those three tend to have some correlation with each other.
Yes, they do.
So if you look at where the problems are in public safety in the city, we've had 30 gang violence call-outs, over 250 shots fired. We've had an unfortunate, again, all the other Part 1 crimes are declining, but not rape. And then domestic violence is still pretty serious. So I think that focusing on this, as you urged us to do, Commissioner Saltzman, turned out to be exactly where we ought to be putting extra effort.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for being here, and I also want to thank Captain Rodriguez for his tenure at Family Services Division. He's done some great things, and he's moving on to be head of the Professional Standards Office. So we appreciate all your service, and thank you both for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Any other questions while we've got these two? Thank you both very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move.